Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little weekly catch up to let you know about my week, which has been very exciting this week. So stay tuned and also read out some of the gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club, giving 1% of their day to their mental health over on Instagram. 10 minutes of meditation every morning, 4 minutes of gratitude every night. That's 1% of our day. If you want to join, make sure you send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. It's completely free. It always will be. And it's just a great way to give that little bit of your day to your mental health, have a bit of accountability, but also have a community around you who can help you with it. So go over to Instagram, send us a DM and join on in. Of course, a huge thank you to Drink a Rapper, the brain drink, who have been supporting my brain and so many of yours. I get messages all the time from legends on Instagram and people who are part of this Good Humans podcast community saying, oh, I tried a Rapper for the first time. I loved it. It's such a great replacement for your second coffee or your third coffee if you're someone who feels like you're low on energy and you need a bit of a pick-me-up. I encourage you, go check out Drink a Rapper. So it's a neuroscience drink, all natural ingredients, no caffeine, but it's scientifically proven to make you perform better with your brain in the short term, more focus, more drive, and also in the long term have good benefits for your neurological brain health. If you want to learn about the science, head over to drinkarepa.com. That's drinkarepa.com. Check out the scientific studies. And if you want to pick up some for yourself, use the code GOODHUMAN. You can get a massive 25% off, and just a great way to take care of your brain a little bit better. Replace that energy drink, that caffeine, those soft drinks with something a little bit more healthy. You can also pick it up in Coles or Woolworths. Look for the little glass bottle that has an A on it and it's purple. Delicious blackcurrant flavor, all natural ingredients. And yeah, you guys are going to love it. Also, very exciting week for me at the Good Human Factory. So bit of an announcement. All of our best sellers, so the Be Kind to Your Mind tea and also the Receipt tea, we're relaunching in a couple new colorways, but also in hoodies. Our hoodies are like the most comfortable hoodies you'll ever wear. We get so much great feedback about that. But then the messages on the back of these shirts have been the ones that we've had the most feedback that is making a positive impact on the community, that is having the most feedback from people coming up to people saying, wow, I really needed that message today. And it's really powerful message. So what I'm doing with this new drop for winter is actually a pre-sale. Every time I've done merch, I've kind of analyzed what I thought was going to sell. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to end up with dead stock on my shelf. I don't want to have to discount it. And it's just not good for the environment, buying too much merch and then not selling through it. So what I'm doing, starting tomorrow night, if you listen to this podcast today, starting on Thursday, the 18th of April, for a week, it's going to be on sale. Everything that gets sold that week, I'm then going to put in an order next Friday. It's going to take a week for it to get printed and you're going to get it sent out on May the 6th, the Monday. So you'll have to wait about a week and a half or 2 weeks for it to be sent out. But that way we're being better for the environment. And yeah, it's going to help me out for not overstocking. And to be honest, being a small business, doing most of this stuff by myself, it's just left me with some big cash flow problems over the last couple of years. So if you want to support what I do with the Good Human Factory, if you want to support your community and just be part of this Good Humans podcast community, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com and yeah, check out the new merch. It's going to be available from the 18th until the 25th. So do be sure to get in there quick and make sure you're ordering this pre-sale, because we're not going to be doing too many more numbers over that. And both of those styles sold out in men's and women's. So yeah, head over, pick up some merch, go support what I do. And yeah, support the Good Human Factory would be super appreciative. Okay, this week, the 1% Club has been firing up as it does every week. We just hit over 1,000 days just over a week and a half ago, and some really special answers being sent in from people's gratitudes. And also the bonus question I asked this week was, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? So some really positive answers from that as well. So let's jump into it. First, we have from group number 3, Emma. Grateful for learning manual and getting better at the gear changes. Number 2, cooking dinner with my partner. And number 3, ice bath recoveries. And my Sunday question, I'd love to have the ability to slow down time whilst I move at normal pace. That would allow more time in the day to study, but also allow me to hold on to special moments for a bit longer, sit with the feelings of joy and comfort in those moments. Oh, Emma, how nice would that be to be able to slow down time, really settle into those beautiful moments that we have in life, allowed us to get ahead maybe of some work, get ahead of those things that sometimes we feel like we don't have enough time to complete. And those gratitudes, how good's learning manual? I've got a funny story about learning manual. I never learned when I was in Australia, but then when I'd travel internationally for my surfing in Europe, pretty much all the hire cars, you get a manual and you're sitting on the other side of the car because obviously driving on the other side of the road. So the first time I ever learned manual, my friends were like, oh, we're going to head back over to the other side of this island in the Azores in Portugal, this place where I used to have surf comps. And we had two cars and they're like, here, you just meet us back there. You take the other car because I wanted to surf a little longer. Didn't really think about the fact that I didn't know how to drive manual. And I just literally had to get in the car and go off feel and go off what I'd seen other people doing. Stalled it about 50 times trying to drive back across the other side of the island. So much anxiety. Came home with a burnt out clutch and sweat everywhere. But yeah, that was my experience learning how to drive manual. And now, yeah, I just feel like it's a skill that's pretty important. I always used to have this feeling of, oh, imagine if someone, one day I've got like a pregnant wife and I need to take her to the hospital and the only car that's there is manual. Yeah, so I think it's a pretty important skill. And then also ice bath. How good's that? I'm actually at a retreat right now in Soma in Byron Bay with Emma Murray, which I'll speak on a little bit shortly. And yeah, we've been doing ice baths every day, which is so, so good for us. So good on you, Emma. Love that one. Next, we have from group number 8, Ashley Brower. Today, I'm grateful for the beach, mostly to ourselves, and the dogs just running, enjoying every moment, sun shining, waves rolling, and then the beautiful sea breeze. Number 2, cleaning up in the kitchen and my husband just grabbing my hand to dance, the laughter and the joy. And number 3, the Gal Power chat and talking about all things serious and also talking about our wishes. And the question I find fascinating, and I always ask my students, invokes so much conversation to what and why. And mine would be teleportation. As much as I love to travel, I actually really struggle with flying and it brings me a lot of anxiety. I also love this power to be able to pop in and see fam when I can without the long drives and extra plane rides. As much as I do love where I'm living, if I could spend more time with my loved ones and still live where I can enjoy all of this, live where I can while enjoying it all, this would be amazing. Oh, Ashley, such beautiful gratitude, being at the beach and then also having a dance with your husband and having that group chat with your friends where you can just talk about your wishes and also all things serious. And then, yeah, teleportation. I love the idea of not, a lot of people put in that flying would be great, but teleportation, maybe even better. You can just jump straight to where you want to be and then jump straight back. So love that. Thanks for sending that one in, Ashley. And next we have from group number 7, Tyler O'Meara. Sunday gratitudes. Nice morning with friends at a cold nips event, which included breathwork, meditation, and ice baths, and a dip in the ocean. Best way to start the day and a great place to meet new people. The amazing sunny Sunday it was on the Gold Coast. Last a little taste of summer and feeling able to relax on a Sunday and have zero plans after a productive Saturday. And the bonus question, as I'm a people pleaser and someone who gets a lot out of making other people happy and smiling, the superpower I'd love to have is to be able to make people happy and healthy with a single touch. Then I could just travel the world making everyone happy. We can only dream. Haha. Tyler, what a beautiful one. When I read that, I was like, what an epic superpower. Not a selfish one at all about making others healthy and happy, which then makes you feel good. And once again, Sunday morning, ice baths, meditation, community, enjoying and being grateful for the sunshine, and then also being aware that, yeah, on a Sunday, we can really actually relax and that's okay. Doing nothing is doing something. So love that, Tyler. Thanks for sending it through. All right, my superpower, what would I love? I kind of, going off a little bit of what Tyler said, I think I was just reflecting on this today and this morning while I was doing a meditation. I was like, I think mine, just based on the work and the feelings that I get, would be telepathy. Being able to actually see and feel what other people are feeling and thinking could really give you a great perspective into how they see the world, and maybe then hopefully be able to shift their perspective a little bit more by having a bit more of an understanding and a bit more empathy of what people are going through. So yeah, that's my superpower that I'd love. Maybe having telepathy and being able to really share the thoughts and feelings of another and really see and feel it. So then we can either help them improve them or also take on what they're feeling and see the world through other people's lens. So that would be my superpower. Okay, this Friday, pretty epic episode. I'm currently at Soma in Byron Bay, which is a retreat space, and I've been doing a 3-day mindfulness or high performance mindfulness retreat with the incredible Emma Murray. So Emma is a high performance mindfulness coach. She's worked with the Richmond Football Club. She works with Oscar Piastri in the F1, and she just helps people kind of understand that our thoughts lead to our feelings and then our feelings lead to our actions, and how can we catch these thoughts and sort of change them to be more helpful and more productive rather than self-deprecating and bringing us down. So it's been incredible. I've been here for the last couple of days. That's why this episode, if you're a first thing in the morning listener, is a bit late. I've been very present trying to stay off my phone and just really immerse myself in the learnings. But we got to sit down and have a bit of a chat and really go deep into Emma's story, and the actual episode went a bit different than I was thinking. I thought it was going to be really deep into the lessons and the teachings that she has, but she doesn't really tell, well, she doesn't, not on purpose, but no one's really taken her back through her story on her on podcast. She does go on a few podcasts, but she's quite selective with it. So I'm very grateful we got to chat, but I felt very, grateful that I got to take her back through her journey. And the people who I think are really going to get a lot out of this story are women, and especially women who have children and who maybe are sitting in a life that they feel like is a little bit unfulfilled. Emma went through life like that for a long time, but then found mindfulness, but didn't make it into a career, but kept learning and kept understanding it better and doing courses and becoming more just really fascinated by it and curious by it and the impact that it can have on our own life. And then, yeah, she got a job, got an opportunity with the Richmond Football Club. The next year they won a premiership and her life's changed. She gets to teach mindfulness to people and how to really understand their thoughts and their feelings a bit better so they can improve their actions to be healthier and happier. So here's a little excerpt from the episode and I'll be back in a sec.
Dusty is like this enigma that never does media interviews. No one knows him. He is just like this god of football. And here I've got this text saying, Sam Lloyd said I should see you. And it's like, okay. I said, well, how about we meet in the club 2 hours before the game? So the club's right next to the MCG. Come into the club. We'll do a little session. Then you can go over and play at the MCG. And so Dusty comes and, and he sort of says, like, the team were going terribly. Like, the team were really underperforming. And he's a superstar. And he's like, it's really noisy in my mind. That was the only word he sort of used to describe it. And when I get the ball, I just sort of put it on my boot and just get rid of it really quickly. And you've got to go over to the rooms 2 hours before the game. Like, I had 15 minutes with this guy sort of thing. And I'm massive imposter syndrome. I'm like, I don't even really know what I do here. Like, and yeah, it's sort of been good for Dylan, this person, but this is Dusty Martin. And so I got him to straight away, close his eyes and go back into his subconscious mind of when he plays his best football and sort of bring up this picture. And he describes this picture to me, and, he's got this strong chest and his shoulders back, and, he's using words like, I'm strong and I'm unstoppable. And so I said, okay, Dusty, what I want you to do is every time, like, you feel a bit noisy, I want you to stop and I want you to really pull your shoulders back, take this deep breath and just tell yourself, I'm really strong and I'm unstoppable. And, I'd done sort of a little bit of subconscious work, and we went over, we watched the game. Richmond got pumped, but I would watch Dusty and I would see him take this big deep breath and pull his shoulders back, and, I could see him doing this. And he got best on ground, and anyway, the game finishes, we lost, and I get this text message like 2 hours after the game going, this shit really works. And so he started seeing me, and he literally got Brownlow votes from that game forward, which is the medal for the best player in the league. And, he went on to do this work every single week religiously. He would turn up to my house. He would, do this work. And the following year, when Richmond won a premiership, he won every conceivable award that there is to, you know, win. So when someone like that adopts it, right at the back end of 2016, they moved out the leadership program and they said, okay, Emma, you can sort of have a do the whole group.
Okay, that is Emma Murray. You do not want to miss that episode this Friday. It is a little bit of a longer one, an hour and a half. So if you've got some time over the weekend or if you have some time over the next week, tune into it. If it takes you two times and pause it in the middle, make sure you do that because, yeah, it's a really valuable episode to understand kind of the steps that we go through in life and the chapters that what we think and feel isn't final, and we can continually change that and evolve that and grow through life. So I know you guys are going to love the episode. So yeah, make sure you tune in on Friday. One last reminder, if you are a fan of the Good Humans podcast, if you're a fan of the work that I do, jump onto the website on Thursday, support the merch. It's so powerful and so special seeing people wear these clothing items around the community because the impact is just immeasurable. When someone's walking behind you and they read it and don't even say something to you and it says, be kind to your mind, and it gives them that little helpful change in thought pattern, which then can help them change their feeling and then maybe change their action, be a bit kinder to their own mind, be a bit kinder to those around them. Or even the receipt tee where it says gratitude, kindness, mindfulness, empathy, love. These things don't cost anything. It costs nothing to be a good human. So go check out the merch. Would love any of your guys' support. It means the absolute world to me. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, do me that favor of hitting that like or subscribe button. If you listen on Spotify or Apple, you can hit the 5-star rating, which really helps us move up the list. But most importantly, tell a friend about the podcast. If you find it valuable, if you feel like it brings a small bit of positivity into your day, then maybe it will in your community, maybe it will in your family. So send it in your friend group chats, post it on your Instagram story, or just text it to someone in your life who you think might get some value out of it. So thank you all for tuning in. Love you all. I'll see you on Friday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.